Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, as we roll along here from our friends over at Triple Crown Dentistry, Louisville Dental Implants. That's where we are today. Look them up online, 502implants.com. If you need a dentist, if you need a dental implant. Eric is the most qualified guy around, and it's not close. I'll get the specific wording of that, but he is the guy. He's the region's expert when it comes to dental implants, and that's not something like we're talking the break. You know, you go and somebody does a bad job painting your house, yeah, just get another painter.
That's right. Right.
Someone does a bad job on your teeth, you're screwed.
You're done. No, you want to go to the best. You want to go to the most accredited, the most qualified, the most practiced group, and that's Triple Crown Dentistry. Yeah. So give them a look.
We had a great conversation there with Jeff Walls there in the last segment just about the state of affairs and athletics in general, NIL and all that. And it's like he said, all those trips that he made, all those various places, it doesn't mean anything. It means how much money are you going to give me? It's great that you came to my high school game. I don't care. How much am I going to make?
Especially at the top. And if that's happening in the women's
especially
game.
Especially at the top.
If that's happening in the women's game, you know it's happening in the men's game. You know it's happening in football, baseball, everywhere. So I've been kind of telling fans about the circle and trying to get involved in NIL. Because, like, I'm in for $30 a month. I know some people can do 10 a month, or some people can do more than that. But, like, what we need, you know, we talk about all rowing the boat in the same direction.
No, you talk about all rowing the boat.
I talk about rowing the boat.
Yeah, you do.
It is a lot easier if everybody's rowing. The boat is a lot lighter when everybody's rowing at the same time. So
Your oars have come out from time to time.
My oars, but my money is always in, okay? Every month, my $30 comes out, and Jeff Walls wants me to do more, but we need everybody who can give, and then maybe we could talk about increasing my personal contribution to Louisville's 502 circle.
How did you handle Tyler Hudson being second team All ACC?
I mean, I could see it.
Really? I thought you were going to flip.
No. I feel good about, because he didn't have that many touchdowns.
They put 14 players on all ACC teams, variety of teams.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I don't know how Mark Vassett isn't the best punter in the league. Somebody's got a better punter than him.
I mean, he was an honorable mention, and he led the league in punting.
Who was better than him? Like, there was one guy on the team, like, we got a better one than yours. It was the punter.
Right, and he led the league in punting all year. I mean, like, so I didn't understand.
I'm not really going to get that worked up about all conference punter, but I was reading that last night on the air on the halftime, and I was like, honorable mention? Like, he's the best guy all year.
He did finish third in the league. He was first for much of the year, but Virginia's punter and Miami's punter barely.
Well, it just depends on, I mean, yardage isn't necessarily the best game. I mean, inside the 20, I mean, he made one shank, I remember, all year, you know? I mean, that
one shank put him on honorable mention.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. So,
he was really good.
Not going to get worked up about, you know, all-conference punter, but I'm just saying.
He also punted once left-footed.
Yes,
guys did that?
Yes.
How many guys did that? I want to know. So,
if ambidextrous is both hands, what is What is
Amphiphotis? I don't know.
That's not amphibious. I know that. I know that. That's one. That was one of the great all-time quotes. Somebody said they were amphibious. They could use both hands.
I don't know who did that. But no. But I thought that Yaya would be on second team. Mm-hmm. He was on third. I was happy to see that Caleb Chandler and Brian Hudson were both on the second team. I thought they deserved that. Caleb last year was first team all ACC, but he struggled with injuries this year, and it really did affect his play. And but I still was awesome. It was great to see Keetrell Clark on third team. I thought he'd be a second teamer as well. But Renato Brown being in third team, Marshawn Ford being third team. Like, there are 12 Louisville football players on the three teams of all ACC, which is great, you know. So congratulations to those guys.
This is interesting text. Actually, I'm the same as Walls. I stutter and is a lot more comfortable to talk face-to-face in case you get a blockage or a bad stutter pattern. Hearing him talk about it and have success while stuttering motivates me. I think he's done that for a lot of people. He's not shy about it. I mean, I think it really, I think a lot of people are inspired by it. I mean, and he's great at public speaking. He's better than I am. I get all nervous and sweaty.
As much as Walls, criticizes officials, I wonder if he ever stutters or if he gets that out clean.
I haven't seen him have a problem with that. Seems to me.
No, seems like that all comes up very directly.
Out pretty yes. damn well. Dutch says, why doesn't Kenny Payne or Sad ever join your show? Mac was the same way. Oh, Satterfield's been on the show.
Satterfield's come in.
Yeah, he's come in studio.
Sat down. Satterfield.
Not weekly, but yeah. Actually, let's get Kenny on the show and grill him. Yeah, sure. Yeah. He'll come back soon after that.
The only appearance Kenny's had on this show, Jody Demling went down to Charlotte to get. We're not going to get it. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Texter says, let's see, had to donate with the products. Hard to donate with the products on the field and court. Not with women's basketball.
Women's basketball. Women's volleyball is number one seed. I mean, Dan McDonald's team. So when you talk about the circle, okay, the circle is all-encompassing. Like, you can earmark. So if you have some, a major gift that you want to give, you can earmark it to Pierce Clark's. If you want to. You can also earmark it to Haley Van Lith or Olivia Cochran or whoever you want to do on campus. Like, the circle allows you to do that, which is really great because they want to impact all sports.
Texter has sent a picture of the cords you need for your Sega Genesis.
Okay. So thank you. I will find that.
It's on Amazon. Really wasn't that tough to find.
Okay.
So you really have.
But I don't know the name of it.
I'm sure if you go to Amazon right now and type Sega Genesis cord.
Probably right.
I'm guessing that it comes up. It's
that's
just,
probably right.
I mean, I'm just that's a thought. I don't know. Let's see. Try to find some others. We got open lines too. 267-9680.
Yeah. And U of L's announced a press conference today, 10:45
for the new president.
For the new president.
Yeah,
so,
that's what it's for.
Well, you know what we got to do?
Research. We got to research everything of the name. Make
First
sure it
name,
doesn't mean
name,
blue
name.
In anything. We got
scrolling your Twitter.
We need to hire the search firm.
Yeah.
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 Where was the search firm on that with Neely Bendapudi, by
Neely
the way?
Blue.
Did they know that her name meant blue? Whatever search firm they used.
Right. We make sure it doesn't mean blue, wildcat,
Let's not forget her role in the way things are right now either. Let's never forget her role in the way things are right now, that her personal differences with Vince Tyree, among others,
right,
allowed things to go awry in athletics, that gave this 6-game suspension that totally jacked the basketball season last year. That
probably
you had,
led to
you,
the Chris Mack, emptying.
That she was
everything.
Waiting to win a personal battle with Vince Tyree to allow him to resign, and then decide to let everybody know, or not let everybody that she's going to Penn State. I'm never forgetting her role in this. These losses aren't all on her, but she's got some fingerprints on this. So let's never forget that blue. That blue has a hand in this.
I don't know who I want to be the president, and I don't know who the candidates might
How,
be.
There's one thing I can't have an opinion on. It's who ought to be the president. Like,
what
I don't
if it's
know
Stutter?
What qualities
what if it's
are.
What if it's Jerry? What if it's Mayor Jerry?
I'd be fine with that. Dude, bring it on, man.
I mean, that's probably the only politician that I might be okay with.
You and I have utterly no idea what makes a good president and why they'd be a good fit here.
No, I mean, I know Dr. McPhee down at Middle Tennessee State, and I followed his career.
Just because you know a president.
But it's a mystery to me.
Yeah.
What I'm going to say is that it's a mystery to me about, what he does. And I mean, we talk about athletics a bunch and what his role is on the Board of Governors and stuff like that. But, I mean, beyond that,
yeah.
I have
no idea.
Comprehension of, yeah. other than fundraising, what he does.
Texas says this has to be a movie that has a good ending, right? I don't know, man. I don't know. No, it doesn't look – that's the thing. You'd love to be able to see something. They play Miami – again, ACC Network, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Just
– yeah. You know, I remember when Cooper was here for football. And
oh, I thought you meant Cooper Hassan.
No, Ron Cooper. And our football program had really emptied out. And it was hapless. We were 1-10. But here's the difference between Cooper and when we fired him and moved on. We had Chris Redmond already on the team. We had a new stadium that was being constructed.
Mm-hmm.
So when you knew you had something to kind of look forward to. You said, okay, we got this new stadium. We've got this great young quarterback from Mayo that we like. Iben Green came with him. And Mayo was kind of flush with players at the time. Rashad Holman was on that team. And you're like, okay, those players are young and they came here. We got them here. And in basketball, we've already got a sparkling, beautiful Yum Center. We've already got all of the practice facilities, everything you might want. And we got a guy who's supposed to be able to get players like Redmond and Iben Green and Rashad Holman, and he didn't do it.
Yeah. That's where we are. Let's go to Jack up next here in 9th Round, the Ville ESPN 680. Jack, welcome in. Good morning.
Good morning. Drew, last night I was sitting there and I was watching the game, and Withers had got fouled. It was like the 8:17 mark. This guy literally looks up behind the basketball goal and sees how the stands look, threw the ball at the rim. KP yells at him, so he makes the second one, and then they call a timeout. Well, after the timeout, L comes out thinking that he's at Isaiah Thomas's dribble camp, dribbles the ball off his leg. KP's yelling at him, snatches him out of the game, and all he's doing is mouthing to him. It's like, these guys do what they want. I mean, it's like, I'm going to get mine, and I'm not worried about the rest of the team. And until we can get over that hump, we're going to lose every game, man.
Yeah.
It's an odd dynamic to watch the bench. I'm just so not used to hearing the assistant coaches say so little on that, you know, in terms of when the players are on their end of the court. That's different for me. I guess I don't like that. It's an odd dynamic out there.
I mean, I get it that, you know, L is pretty much all that we have in the well right now. But you can't come out there and thank you, Isaiah Thomas, and dribble, dribble, dribble. Wait till we get down 3 seconds in the clock and just heave up something.
I know
that,
yeah.
We're not going to win no games plan type of ball, man.
I know, and it just doesn't look like, okay, what was the plan the previous 32 seconds on the clock?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
A team that has big guys down. Yep, I appreciate it. Team with big guys down low.
Post up.
And then, like, again, I'm going to quote this guy next to me last night that I was standing to. Call for the ball. Nobody yells for, like, you know, the ball.
Yeah, clear out, post up, call
demand
for the ball.
Demand the ball. I don't see that.
Right. I don't know. I don't either. Trent Dilfer, also Tori Dilfer's dad.
what?
He's going to be the head coach at UAB.
Okay.
Isn't that awesome?
What in the world were we making this right turn for? What is
I
that?
Gotta get off it.
That was a sharp right turn.
I know.
Hang on, man. I gotta check my neck for the whiplash
okay?
on
get a,
that.
Get a little neck brace. Call call okay. Darryl Isaacs.
Okay.
I don't know how. I don't know. I can't. I feel like I can't.
Human head weighs 8 pounds. I mean, that was like, you know,
I feel like
Wapner in 5 minutes.
That's a stunner. A stunner. He's never coached before.
What's a stunner is Sidney Curry has one field goal attempt in 8 minutes of play. One. So
that's 13.
13 on the year. 13 attempts on the year in seven games that are of official record. I have to look at the other two to find out the other stats.
So I don't want to do the exhibitions anymore because it gives them a credit for
a win.
So
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. But I like how people act like those games didn't happen.
No, I mean, the Lenore Ryan game happened. Like, the Chaminade game happened.
They happened. I saw it with my own eyes. So you can tell me they were an exhibition. I saw what happened. Leaves a line open there if you want to get it. You can grab it, 267-9680. Is the number to hop on in. Let's go to Mike is up next. Mike from the Mortgage X&O Line 1. I don't know what that means. But, Mike, what's going on?
What's up, Drew? I got the Mortgage X&O show on Sunday at 9:30.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
I was like reading this. Okay, all right.
It makes sense.
Now, man,
I was at the game last night, you know, 20 rows off, great seats. And, it, you know, kind of like the last caller said,
when Ellis is in there, they're not running an offense. It's Ellis's offense. And Ellis is like, I'm going to get a shot up, and unless I get triple teamed and I'm off the feet and I got to throw the ball to somebody, and usually I throw it away. I mean, when they started playing the lesser players last night, I think it was talked about last night after some of the radio shows or after the game on some of the shows, play those guys, and I've been talking about that since they were in Maui. Play the guys that are going to try.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's the worst talent on the team. If they're going to give effort, it's better to watch effort than just to watch them come down the court and turn the ball over.
Yeah, I mean, it's also tough to evaluate, too, when it's a 25-point game, you know, with the offense. What's the, how hard is the defense on the other end trying? But Ellis, the thing I keep going back to is if no one's moving, if there's no effort to get the ball inside, what is he supposed to do?
I saw Huntley Hatfield working his butt off last night. Now, they threw some passes in there, and I think Kenny talked about it last night when he was in his press conference that they were getting into the wrong hands. You know, hopefully that's just a little adjustment. But again, if that guy's going to work hard, and he looks like, you know, he missed some shots that he probably, maybe, hopefully he can work on to make those shots. But he was working hard, and that was the best I've seen him look offensively. And again, it's got to be, if this team is that going to struggle that much offensively, they got to hang their hat on defense and they got to rebound the basketball and give themselves opportunities, because at the end of the day, we had as many shots at the basket as the other team did. So if we're going to be this bad offensively and shoot the ball that bad, we got to hang our hat on defense and clamp it down. But again, it becomes with effort, and it looks like nobody's trying.
That's the thing that I think frustrates people the most, and that's why they got such a roaring round of applause when they were down 30 and they hit a couple threes and people were diving for, you know, whoever it was dove for the ball.
Yeah, so I mean, like I said, and last thing I'll say is kind of what Jack was alluding to on the last caller was, you know, when they pull them off, it doesn't look like it. And again, I can only see it from – that was the only game I was in person. But still, it's like I don't see, like you said, the assistants grabbing them and coaching them up and saying, you have to do this, you have to do that, you did this wrong, you did that wrong. You know, I don't see any of that on the sidelines, throughout the game. So I'm kind of – that's where I think everybody's question is, you know, where's the X's and O's part of this coaching staff?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, and we'll look forward to you. Plug the show before we go.
Yeah, hey, absolutely. Come check us out. Mortgage X's and O's every night, every Sunday at 9:30. It's the winning playbook to get you home. True. We'll
All
see
right.
you soon.
Don't pay that Thanks, PMI, guys. Man. You know, get a better loan. That's right. All right. Appreciate it, man. All right. We'll talk to you if you want to get in. Keith Pointer with a good call. You're Trent Dilfer. It was like Mike Patrick when he went off in the middle of a Georgia-Alabama game in overtime wondering about Britney Spears.
That's right. I remember that.
I pulled it up.
I loved Mike Patrick. I thought it was awesome.
Well, I thought I had it. Man, where is it?
Oh, no.
Man, hang on. I got a YouTube.
I have an important question.
Okay, here it is.
I have an important question.
Go ahead.
What is Britney doing with her life?
Who?
Britney. Britney who? Spears. What is she doing with her career?
Why do we care at this point? Is she here?
I don't think so.
Is she a football fan?
Oh, I'm sure she is.
I mean, this is in a 23-20 Alabama-Georgia game in overtime.
In overtime, Mike Patrick. What's going on with Britney Spears? And if you follow her Instagram, what is she doing
with
her life?
Oh, yeah. She's,
have you seen that lately?
I had to just stop. It's just too weird, man.
I can't stop looking.
It's too weird. Yeah. No, I had to go.
Yesterday it was like a bathtub thing.
No, I stopped following her a long time ago. It's just too weird.
It's really, really, really shanked. The conservatorship was probably the right thing to do.
Mike Baker's dying to talk about
anything else
but basketball.
I mean, everybody made her dad out to be a villain, but really, he was right. He was right. She's insane.
Texter says, here's an idea. $1 tickets, $1 hot dog, $2 beers. I mean, come on, man. You can't That's not living in the real world. It's an actual arena. They have actual prices. And that's just what it costs to go out in the modern era. What the challenge is to put a product on the floor where you're willing to go.
Well, people are okay.
Okay, yeah.
People are fine. That's whatever it costs.
Just what it is.
I know. It's really frustrating. And, you know, lots of people are trying to unload their tickets. And I hate it. I mean, it's like a death in the family. Okay. This is so upsetting. Like, it's almost like I'm in mourning right now, like about Louisville basketball.
No, you're leaving games early. You're not.
Well, I didn't leave
some
basketball
games
game early. Maben can't leave early. Jair Eves got to show up. Butch Beard needs to walk into the arena. Okay, at some point, you want to have strong takes. You want to, you know, threaten, take my ball, go home, all that stuff. And you know, it's Kenny Payne, or I can't even support the program. Show up. And don't turn away.
With toothpicks, right?
Yeah, don't turn away or I'll tape your eyes open. You will sit there until the end of the game. You will watch this. And when the final buzzer sounds, you are permitted to go back home.
You're crazy. Let's see. So they got Miami up next on Sunday. Then Florida State.
Maybe we can win that one.
Then Western Kentucky here.
I think Florida State's got Purdue.
They went.
I think they play Purdue. I think they're going to get absolutely destroyed.
Yeah. And then December 17th is the one where you go. The one game they'll probably be favored in is
Florida A&M.
Florida A&M.
And then maybe Lipscomb. I mean, maybe we could get Lipscomb.
Sure. But, you know, again, Lipscomb is a team that has been noted. Notre Dame had to hit a three-pointer, you know, late in the game to avoid a loss, to avoid a one-point loss. It would have been a two-point loss. I don't know.
Man. I don't know. I'm just sad about it. I mean, I can't remember. Like, I know last year was a year, and Denny's last year was a year, you know, and we've had some bad seasons. But I just remember the large majority of those years going to Freedom Hall or going to the Yum Center being like, hey, we're going to go and we're going to be awesome, and we're going to play Maryland, and we might lose this game, but it's going to be a battle down the stretch, and we're going to care if there's a block charge call that goes against us, and we're going to yell at the official, and or we're going to celebrate and high-five on the way out of there. And we're so far away from that right now.
Tesha says, I love off-season radio now. Because the season's too set.
We'll talk about bowls. Bowl projections.
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah, they could be in any of them. That's the answer. The bowl projections. They could be in any bowl that has a possible ACC tie-in, and you can find somebody who predicts them other than that. You can find someone who has a prediction of it's going to the Pinstripe Bowl, the Fenway Bowl. I agree with what Luke Hancock said yesterday. My two concerns are distance and then warm weather. He wants warm weather or close.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of with that.
Like, the Pinstripe Bowl is not warm and it's not close. But if they play Wisconsin, that's kind of interesting. I mean, relatively.
Kind of, yeah.
You know, I mean, for television, for people that watch at home, I think major. But, you know, it's kind of an easy flight because you can probably get up and down in the same day or maybe spend one night. It's okay. I'm with you, though, and Luke. Warm weather.
Or close.
Or close.
Like the Music City Bowl. Like, that was nice because it was close.
It's not on the table.
Right. I know.
Yasir is up for Defensive Player of the Year today for 30.
So we find that out today.
So I think he should win it, but there's some other people. Pittsburgh's got a couple guys. Clemson's got a couple guys that can also lay claim to that. So I think he's certainly – he's top one or two.
Yep.
I hope he wins it. I think it would be a major award for him. And he probably deserves it, especially if you look at what he did last season. And he came back and had another great year. I think he's deserving of it. I hope he gets it.
All right. We are here at Triple Crown Dentistry. Louisville Dental Implants is where we are located. And that's where, again, I come. This is where Micah Baker, after the show, is getting his checkup.
A little checkup,
see what's going on inside his mouth. I don't want to know.
Report?
Nope. This is where my son goes. Also, speaking of my son, I got to give a real thanks to the folks at Ellison Bodenhausen because, as I mentioned on the show, it was funny. As I was at the game on Saturday with some of his buddies from Trinity, and they found out about his broken wrist on the show. You know,
oh,
it was like
wow.
Breaking news to them. But yeah. yeah, they have they've done a great job. They've been, I mean, it was Dr. Roof over there. I can't thank him enough. He goes from the larger cast to the smaller one on Friday.
Oh, wow.
The boy is counting the hours here. It's like, you know, so he can start able to resume some activity.
Moving his arm and stuff.
Yeah, and maybe he'll get some exercise in. And but again, Ellison Bodenhausen, I cannot say enough good things about the answer to every question. I mean, you know, Dr. Roof, that I was broken. I was texting with him and Brett Norton over there, and you know, they were, you know, telling me, yeah, no, you need to get it set tonight because it's on the growth plate, you know. And so they were, it's again, they've and apparently it couldn't have gone better when the set, you know, the setting, how you set the bone, whatever it is. Yeah. I don't know. I can't look at an X-ray. I don't know what's good, what's bad. I know what before was bad, but again, I cannot, you know, we have a lot of great partners, and but when they help your son, it hits a little closer to home, you know. So hopefully we won't be hanging on swings anytime soon. So
swinging days are over.
Yeah, doing underdogs and on the swing. Yeah, we'll probably not do that. But again, just wanted to make that note to thank them. So we will continue along here. If you want to get in, 267-9680 is the number to do so. Yeah, we had Jared on today. We'll get back to having John Bowl on tomorrow. We don't have like holidays to worry about or anything like that. We'll take
your
calls.
Are we going to do picks tomorrow, do you think?
I guess you may as well, you know.
Yeah, we haven't done picks for a while.
Yeah.
We've been stuck on that.
I know. Well, we don't have that many games left to pick when it comes to the college games,
right.
For a while. So now when do we play the World Cup game? Do we play on when's our knockout game and who we got? Do we know?
I think we play this is Saturday at 10 a.m., I thought.
Okay.
I thought Saturday at 10 a.m. is what I remember reading, which is perfect because
that's great. Love
you know,
that.
Saturday at 10 a.m., we'll roll that in the championship week, and
yep.
It'll be awesome.
Absolutely.
I think we're playing the Netherlands.
Look at you.
I believe.
A week ago, you didn't give a damn about this.
No.
Now you're a soccer head. Now you and Ince will be exchanging texts.
That's right.
About,
now I need
takes.
To research the Netherlands, why they're bad.
I like how you can take people. A goalie out as long as you make contact with the ball first. That was cool.
That was really cool. And then he was in the hospital. Last night. Did you see his tweet from the hospital?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Pulisic, I guess is his name.
Yeah, good luck.
And look, I know nothing about soccer, but that was an awesome goal.
Yes.
The header
yes.
to the foot, who then a collision with the goalie, and then the other goal that we were robbed of, FIFA took away.
Yeah.
FIFA robbed us.
I still got to understand that. I understand the offsides rule. I don't understand what the call was.
I thought he was on. I thought he was on, but they called it offside, and then the VAR confirmed it. But I didn't. That did not look like a confirmation of offside to me. That did not look like confirmation.
Right, as a soccer expert, I agree, Mark. It did not. It did not. After the many onside offside rulings I've seen, that was in Dennis Hennigan territory.
VAR. So they use it in tennis and soccer.
Well, tennis is just automatic. Like, you don't even have to go to the – I mean, you get a challenge. It's over
right.
in seconds.
But the deal is like, it's animated.
I know. It's that's.
Are we just accepting this?
I've always said this with the tennis. I'm like – and McEnroe said this a couple of times. And when it calls, he goes, wow, that was close. He's like, yeah, as long as we're sure this isn't a figment of our imagination.
Right.
I mean, like, it's just immediately in tennis accepted, and it's animated.
Right.
It like, is not. There's not sensors on the
we're
court,
not,
I don't
like,
think, you know.
Using video review and, like,
that's unbelievable. No,
just like, but it's an animation.
It's taken controversy out of tennis. Other than like when Nick Kyrgios goes crazy and like, you know, or when Djokovic, you know, swipes at a ball and hits a lines person.
But everybody just accepts it.
Everybody accepts
facts.
It. They do. They do. They accept it.
Okay. And if that's what we're going to do, fine.
Yeah.
I'll be okay.
There's
with
no
that.
Arguing with the chair umpire. There's none of that. No, I'm with you. But we just accept it as it's animated, but it's like a Disney movie, and it's like it's the truth.
It's like Shrek somehow in this thing. How's Shrek on the
Man,
on the court?
I'm with you. I always that and the stupid, you know, extra time when you have 8 minutes of extra time, and they're
right.
playing 9.5 or whenever the referee feels like blowing a damn whistle.
Right.
So
yeah, Ince is in England. He's there for watch Kentucky play Michigan, but he became a Iranian soccer fan. I'm sure yesterday, and he's going to be a Netherlands fan. He's so anti-American. He's the most anti-American soccer. soccer fan out there.
Oh, good.
Real quick, Brian Davis was in Qatar. He's from Louisville. He's a Louisville City supporter. He got removed from the stadium yesterday in Qatar for wearing a rainbow armband. And it's like, okay, all right, I guess that's what we're doing. So the man traveled all the way from Louisville to Doha to go support the United States, and he got kicked out for wearing a rainbow-colored armband. Nice job, FIFA.
That's why I'm not going to Qatar anytime soon.
Great work.
All right. When we come back, I think we'll have the MOP. Yes, we'll have Luke Hancock.
Awesome.
Anxious to hear what he has to say. As we roll along here, we are at Triple Crown Dentistry. As 502 Implants is the website. I can't stress enough. This is the most qualified person in the area is Eric Nunley. This is, you know, again, you get a painter that doesn't do a great job. You know, you get another painter. You get somebody doing a dental implant that doesn't exactly do it right, you're screwed. So get it done right the first time, and make sure you're dealing with an expert like you have over here at Louisville Dental Implants. All right, we will continue along here. I want to remind you about ADS Security as well. They're going to give you 90 days free monitoring when you mention us. I have it at my house. We have it at the radio station. And again, 90 days free monitoring when you mention ESPN Louisville. You're going to be safer. You're going to feel safe. You're going to know what's going on in and around your house. It's ADS Security, 452-6277. And tell me just talk about them right here on the Diener Show.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Hey, girl. Oh, now.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back at it here at Triple Crown Dentistry, Louisville Dental Implants. Reminder tonight, we got women's basketball against Ohio State. We talked to Jeff Walls a little bit earlier. 7:30 tip-off down there at the Yum Center. And we got a post-game show right afterwards as well. Miller Lite post-game show, Dave Schwell and Chrissy Bantha on tonight, all on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. Okay, we've been blabbering on about this basketball team. Well, how about a guy who isn't, you know, an MOP? Would you like to get his opinion? Because I sure as hell would. And that's Luke Hancock, who was with us this morning. Luke, welcome in. Cheer us up, man. Is it possible?
Yeah, I think USA could win another game, and I'm excited to talk a little soccer this morning.
Love
and,
that. Yeah.
No, ironically, I got to tell you this. I just left the dentist, and I had no idea that you guys were going to be there today, but found out I have to have a root canal at some point. So it's just been one of those evenings yesterday and then mornings today where it's just kind of getting worse, isn't it? But want to say this because you guys were talking World Cup. This is one of the most outrageous sports contracts I've ever seen, but I just saw this. Cristiano Ronaldo signed with a Saudi Arabia club, and he is going to make this season $400 per minute, $24,000 per hour, $567,000 per day, and almost $4 million a week to play soccer for this club.
Jeez.
That is outrageous. Over $200 million for the year.
I can't even – I mean, I'm trying to wrap my head around that. That is – who's second place? I mean, golly.
I would think it's Messi, but, I mean, that is just – outrageous. But anyway, I am excited that USA advances and the World Cup love. It's like the Olympics. You can just be a huge fan whether you're a big soccer fan or not.
Expert. You can become an instant expert on offsides, on fouls in the box, all
what do you think
stuff.
About that yellow that we got? I had, you know, that's not what we're talking
about. It's all about the jargon. You're spot on there, Blankenbaker. It's like if you can throw a 1-0 out there on the pitch and talking about the match, you know, you get your jargon right and you're an expert.
That's right.
Can you tell us what's going on with this basketball team? Like what do you see? What do you see?
You know, that is a great question. I just see a group that's not connected, a group that doesn't understand how hard they have to play, and a group that, to me, they just seem more worried about, hey, if I score points, I'm going to go get some more name, image, likeness opportunities. I'm going to make some more money. And they seem so disinterested in winning basketball. And that is basically impossible to overcome. I think that Kenny Payne has a really tough job at this point because when you're trying to establish what the pillars of your program are going to be, to me, you have to check a few boxes. Like, number one, if you want to win in the ACC or you want to beat top 25 teams, like 95% effort isn't enough. You have to play 40 minutes at 100% everything you got to have a chance to win. And so I think Kenny Payne's got to take a step back and start to drill into these guys that the effort that they're giving is just not there on day in and day out basis. And I've been to 4 or 5 practices, and the competition level is not where it needs to be. Their leadership from a player standpoint is not anywhere close. It's not even in the ballpark. It's not on the same planet with where it needs to be. And until especially those leaders, until those guys start to realize this season is going to crush them. Like if any of these kids have any pro aspirations, you don't win a game or you win less than 5, we'll say, you're not playing pro basketball. You know, you might go overseas and make, you know, nothing and bounce around, but like aspirations for these guys to play basketball at the next level, you need to be much more concerned about winning games than you are about how many points, assists, rebounds you have.
Where do you see that? When you watch it, where do you notice? Is it specific plays? Is it specific, you know, times of the game? You know, you have a, you know, better eye for this, but where do you see that manifest itself?
Well, you know, to the first point I made about effort, you know, you can't have guys coming down the floor, turning the ball over, and having the other team have 4 guys beating them down the floor the other direction. You know, guys putting their heads down when they make a mistake versus, you know, going to the next play as fast as you can and trying to not compound mistakes. I think that when you have guys who are shooting more shots in the game than they have points, that's a big red flag. You know, I don't think that I ever would have imagined guys who score career highs throughout these first few games and having close to double-digit turnovers and feeling like they played well. Mm-hmm. You know, I scored my career high in the Notre Dame game, the 5 overtime game, mm-hmm. which also happened to be the last game we lost that season, because I would have been so pissed off scoring 29 points and losing. You know, you go out there and you play well and you fight to the end and you lose, okay, but you have 8 turnovers and 29 points. Like, LL is, he's put up good numbers in terms of scoring the basketball, but he's got to stop worrying about that. This team is last in college basketball in terms of the turnover to assist ratio. And I'm intentional with the way I say that because it's supposed to be an assist to turnover ratio. Mm-hmm. Like, would they have 6 assists last night? I don't even know what to say about that. You could, like, mess up, accidentally throw the ball, and it bounces off somebody, goes to somebody else, and that counts as an assist half the time. Like, you could get 6 assists only playing left-handed. You know, or somebody like, you know, Peyton Siva could. It's just crazy to me that these guys haven't embraced the team game and haven't come together. You know, I've played in these holiday tournaments. I haven't been to Maui, but we went to the Bahamas. and we lost our last game to Duke. Gorgie broke his wrist, and I got to tell you, the mood of that trip changed so quick. It was so disappointing, kind of ruined your Thanksgiving trip. I cannot imagine what going all the way to Maui and getting absolutely drummed for three games would do to a team. And you have two options, right? Like, they're only, at this point, seven games in, but you can either just fall completely apart, start basically revolting, or you let those things galvanize your group, you keep your locker room tight, you block out all the noise, and you grow. And I was just expecting, a big step forward yesterday, and I didn't see that.
I don't understand how Sidney, what's going on with Sidney Curry. I mean, the guy has one field goal attempt last night. He's got 13 field goal attempts in seven games. Doesn't look like he demands the ball, and this was a guy that was a force at the end of last year.
Yeah, a force at the end of the year where things are kind of falling apart and they're in desperation mode. Like, I get it, everybody was excited about Sidney. And for me, you know, Mark Ennis and I have talked about this. We just expected the floor for Sidney Curry to be where he ended last year. And that just is simply not the case. You realize now why the coaching staff last year didn't play Sidney Curry the whole year. Like, I remember listening to people who are on sports talk radio all across the city saying, well, how did these guys not know about Sidney Curry? Look at him. Look at what he's doing. Well, I think you're getting a realization that he has to be motivated a certain way. Kenny Payne has not figured out how to do that, and it's easier said than done. You know, he's not, he doesn't look like he's in the same shape that he was last year. It's not the same aggressiveness. He has, you know, he's gotten a little complacent in my eyes. I don't know the reasons for that. I don't know what he went through this summer. I don't know any of that stuff, but he certainly looks like a shell of the guy we saw the last five or six.
It concerns me when Kenny says in the pregame with Paul, like, He doesn't really – can't figure out why he's not – his conditioning isn't where it's supposed to be. I don't understand that answer at all. Like,
yeah.
Is that a strength coach? I mean, a strength coach? I mean, you know, I mean, your guy was maniacal about fitness, but the I don't know part is – that concerns me more than any – probably as much as anything else.
Yeah, and what's a little weird there is how often we heard this offseason about how intense – practices were, how intense workouts were, how these guys are just totally gassed. I mean, I've had the opportunity to sit up there and talk to the captains or various players, you know, in front of Louisville fans, and I've asked them those questions about how hard they're working and what practices are like, and you got all the right answers. And to see it, you know, come to fruition in the games we've seen, I'm just scratching my head. And to me, you know, I don't see the competition level in practice being where it needs to be, but I do see Kenny Payne trying to fire these guys up. I mean, he's trying to get them going, but at this point, you know, I feel like he kind of was pigeonholed with some of the decisions in terms of guys playing certain spots and certain minutes and certain positions. And I would, if I'm him, you know, I scratched that plan at this point. I've said this the last few weeks. I wouldn't have lost the first three games by 1 point. I would have lost the first game by 25. I lost the second game by 20. And I hopefully would have won the third game. Mm-hmm. But you have to, first and foremost, again, going back to my first thing I said, if guys are not giving everything they have, you just simply can't play with those guys. Because they're not going to win you the big games. They're just not.
How do you get started, though, Luke? Like, if you're Kenny Payne or if you're a player and you're in this spot where, you know, they're feeling down or about themselves, like, how do you and how have you seen this in the past turn around, or have you? And where can they at least take the first step forward?
Yeah, you know, I think we talk about how much these kids have been through, and oh man, we got to be easy on. They need to heal, and like, to me, how about some perspective? You know, you guys get to wear the Louisville jersey. You guys just got back from a trip to Hawaii over Thanksgiving. You have an opportunity here in front of you, and maybe you need to go around this city and see some people who don't have those opportunities to give you some real perspective. But I would start there if I was Kenny Payne and just let these guys know, like, you are very blessed
to be able to come in here and do something that you love every day. And I get it, like, I've been a college athlete, and you have so much going on, and your mind is in so many different directions. Sometimes it's hard to, like, keep that in your head. Peyton Siegel was the greatest, and I think he's one of the greatest leaders I've ever been around, because he always gave 100% effort, and every time he walked in the gym, he had this positive attitude about how can I help our team win. Kenny Payne's got to find somebody there, but if I'm Kenny Payne today, I walk in that locker room, and I say, I don't care at all how many stars you have, how many, if you're a JUCO All-American, the number one JUCO player in the country, Kamari Land, your 35th or whatever he was player, I don't care about any of that. We're starting right now, and I'm going to play the five guys that play the hardest day in and day out. And I'd start looking at walk-ons, and I'd say, hey, buddy, your time to shine. And I'd play those guys. I would send the message right now that you guys aren't giving me enough. You're not giving the program enough, and you got to set those expectations early. Again, how are you defining the pillars of your program? What's most important? Everybody talks about culture. Well, what does that mean? And you gotta have some non-negotiables. If I'm coaching, 95% effort just is not going to happen.
Are you mad as an ex-player watching this? I'm just curious.
It's not mad. I'm more just like disappointed. You know, I really like Kenny Payne. To see a former player go in there, I couldn't have been happier. I can't be happier. But the product out there is just not what we were expecting. I'm not even entertaining conversations about, you know, should we get rid of Kenny Payne? I think that's just crazy. You know, the turnover that's happened from presidents to ADs to head coaches has created chaos. You need to give somebody some time. And you hired the guy because, not because of his prolific head coaching resume, you hired him because he's a recruiter, a developer of talent, and a builder of relationships. And so it would be psychotic to think, like, let's go find somebody else. I mean, I think you would set this program back decades. Mm-hmm. You have to give Kenny Payne time, believe in him, and try and lift him up every chance you get. But, you know, granted, I know Louisville fans are frustrated. It's disappointing as can be right now. And especially, like, you see other head coaches that are in their first year. Tommy Lloyd last year at Arizona had an awesome squad. Hubert Davis, not without struggle, right? Pittsburgh went in there, beat UNC at the Dean Dome by 20 midway through last season. And I remember saying it. I probably said it on the ACC network that this team ain't going to make the NCAA tournament playing like this. And they go all the way to a national championship game. You know, Virginia Tech, in the ACC last year, started out awful. I think they started like 2-7. They win the ACC championship and hang a banner last year. Teams go through ups and downs all the time. Obviously not 0-7, but it's about how you handle adversity. And I think these guys have to find a way to push all the noise out, get tighter in their locker room. And then, you know, one of the principles of successful people by Dr. Stephen Covey is you got to put first things first. And max effort and making the most out of today and your practice time today, that's just where they have to start.
I'll get you out of here on this, Luke. I mean, is there somebody out there you do see giving that effort consistently? Is there an individual that you say, okay, I can at least see it from him?
Well, when I went to practice last time, this was, I think, right before the App State game, I was impressed with Hersey Miller because I thought he was the most coachable. I thought he practiced the hardest, and I thought he was the best teammate. And I said, if everybody had that mentality, this team would be much better. And he ended up playing a ton of minutes the next few games. So I liked his effort, intensity, again, coachability. But I think, you know, the bench is a great motivator. And so if you start to try and motivate these guys, you give them the opportunity to do what you want them to do, to give 100%. But you have to find ways to motivate these guys, to hold them accountable. You know, I, to answer that question, I like Mike James. I think that he plays hard. I've heard really good things about him since he got on campus, hated the injury, but I think he's just going to keep moving the right direction. You see great effort from Brandon Huntley-Hatfield at times.
But as a unit, they're just not giving enough effort consistently. And again, the best teams in the country are almost always player-led teams. Like, you can get all excited about even our teams. Like, Rick Pitino's at the helm, I get it. But without Peyton Siva-type guys, we're not near as good. And so I hate putting it on them, but when you're the best player and your team is losing, it is on you. It's on your shoulders. So Jalen Withers as a captain, Sidney Curry as a captain, and L. Ellis as a captain, they have to have that meeting amongst themselves and say, we're not going to let our competition level sink at all in practice. And they have to have a mindset of dominating every drill, not certain aspects, not, hey, I'm going to get through this. You have to go in there and try and dominate every drill. And I know that's going to be tough for L. Ellis because he doesn't have a great matchup to push him every day, but he's got to find a way. He's got to find a way to be a leader.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, and I'm with you. I think Team USA has a good shot against the Netherlands. I have utterly no idea what I'm talking
let's get
about, but I'll be looking forward to it at 10 o'clock on Saturday.
Is that so, Dutch? Is yeah. Netherlands Dutch?
Yes,
is that right?
So. I don't know. Luke, appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
Absolutely, guys. Y'all take care. Have a good one.
There you go. Luke Hancock, who the text line is ready to hire as an assistant right now and run
absolutely
through a wall for.
Why not?
Yeah. But
try
something
different.
I mean, you can be of both mindsets of they need to play harder, they stink, and that's not the same thing as saying get rid of the coach. I mean, that's he draws that clear line there. And I don't know, maybe something drastic like that. Like, here, all right, we're starting Hersey Miller, and
yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know what to.
It's Huntley Hatfield, L.
Yeah.
Ellis.
Maybe not L. Ellis.
Maybe not.
You listen to Luke there. I mean, the only thing I look at with L. Ellis is who's he supposed to get the ball to if nobody's down there demanding it? I don't know. And I agree with the other thing he said. Instead of losing the first 3 by 1 point, they're losing by 20 and then win one of those games because you take a couple of steps backwards to go, three or four steps forwards. But that's the tough part, man.
It is tough. It is the end of an era today, too. Kit Taylor's last day.
Talked to him yesterday.
At Wave 3.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no.
Last day.
Is today
at Wave.
Last day? Yeah, that's right. He said he had two days left. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, Connie put it up on Facebook, and so it's his last day, and I don't know
it's
if I've
guy,
ever
man.
Seen. When's the last time I've turned on Wave 3 and not seen Kent Taylor?
It's been 22 years, I think he said he's worked there.
Poor Kendrick. He's going to have to do all this.
Well, to be truthful, I mean, sports staffs across the United States of America are getting crazy small. I mean, I talked to my Lexington this weekend. When you have a two-person staff, it's not – I mean, it's a tough lifestyle anyway. But if you're only going to put two people on your sports staff – what if someone gets sick, you know,
right.
then you're, you know,
so let's go on vacation.
Yeah. Then you're working nonstop. And it's a shame because I think news directors and news organizations and outlets devalue sports when I think a lot of times, despite whatever research they're given, they don't think it matters that much. I'll never forget WHAS. They had gone through this consulting group and these people, you turned the knob up if you liked the story, you turned it down if you didn't like it. And it was a news story, and the highest rated story in that segment was Louisville going off to the Final Four, 2005. And I'm sitting here in our two-person staff at that point, me and Kyle Draper, who's gone on now to great things.
Like really good things.
And a guy that was like the tape operator in the back kind of raises his hand and goes, hey, I don't know. The way we've de-emphasized sports here, maybe we should put more emphasis on it based on that data. And the guy goes, well, we think that was more of a community story than a sports story. So that doesn't really rate. And I just that was the day I knew I was leaving.
Yeah.
Because you were presented data. You paid for this research.
And
you got the data and you ignored the data. So I don't know if that's Kent's reasons. I don't know. But I knew that was the day I was no longer going to be working for WHAS-TV and that news director. Well, not that news director, that GM. News director was good. GM, what, different story.
Yeah.
but that was the day I said this is – they were just given the data, and they are throwing it away.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
See you later. Mortgage industry, here I come.
Yeah,
and then back to radio.
Radio.
Yeah, that's what I did. So there you go. We are wrapping things things up over here as we're over at, if you want to look them up online, 502implants.com. You're not wrapping up. You've got your get a little checkup here at 10:30,
so
look forward to that.
To the front desk and get checked in and make sure they have all the correct insurance information. But, going to Triple Crown Dentistry.
Yeah, come on. And if you need a dental implant, you want the best to do it. And Dr. Eric Nunley's right over here next to us here. He's got all the credentials. There is no one else. Again, you get a bad painter, you get a paint job, you hire another painter, no big deal, no harm, no foul. You get somebody that doesn't know what they're, they're not the best at this, then you're just doing damage to yourself. So
qualifications,
check them out.
Accreditations, yes. Certificates.
Yes, 502implants.com. That's the website. All right, well, women's game tonight. Jeff Walls.
Let's go.
Let's get a win against top five team. Something to feel good about. Good crowd. I mean, the crowd's, expecting like 14,000 people down there.
It's going to be a great game.
It's going to be
great. Volleyball Friday. Lots of good things going on.
All right. That'll do it for us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Maven Rummage on 93.9. Louie and Dan up next on 6-8.
Looking for work? Better pay? Better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.